climate change is having a big impact on human health and mental health specifically. That's the bottom line of a new report from 27 European academies of science. But exactly how something as big as the climate crisis affects mental health is a question that Helen Berry wrestles with every day. She's a psychiatric epidemiologist and a professor of climate change and mental health at the University of Sydney in Australia. Professor, it seems almost intuitive that climate change could affect our mental health, but is there actual evidence that that's true?
So the short answer is yes, of course. And the long answer is no, it's incredibly difficult to do this kind of work, partly because climate systems themselves are extremely complex, and partly because mental health is also extremely complex, and bringing those together makes a very huge and difficult puzzle. But I think it's really important to apply some common sense here, which is what you implied in your question, and also to understand how we can go about approaching this problem so we can eventually get the scientific answers that we want.
That makes sense. And I gather that the research suggests that this can play out on at least two levels, the emotional impacts of specific events and trends, as well as the emotional weight of the bigger picture. So what do we know?
I think what we need to do is go back to first principles. We're in the process of destroying the very natural systems that we rely on for our survival. And anything that we do that threatens our survival is inherently terrifying. And that's one of the first pathways from climate change to mental health impacts. And you see this, I think, particularly in the kids' protests that we've seen around the world, and how very terrified children are about the planet that they're inheriting and what the grown-ups around them are doing to it and failing to do. And the more vulnerable people are, the more prone they are to be victims of that particular mental health pathway.
Yeah, give me an example of that, because the report does focus specifically on marginalized people, that the most affected in terms of mental health.
So, for example, we had in Australia in the summer of 2011-12 two cyclones and huge floods in Queensland in the tropical north. And the people who were living in poor regions and those who also were socioeconomically disadvantaged in their own right were much more likely to be hit by the flood itself. But what we also found in that study was that if you were flooded and you happened to be a socioeconomically disadvantaged person, the effect on your mental health was at least twice as bad as it would have been. And we see that all around the world. We see it with drought. We see it with heat.
And Helen, if you're not instantly affected by specific events, as you were just describing, and you're just thinking about the future of the planet, do mental health consequences from climate change suddenly become kind of like a middle class concern?
So if you'd asked me that question a couple of years ago, I would have said thinking about climate change doesn't in and of itself cause mental health problems for individuals. But I think in the last year or so, with the really catastrophic indicators that we're getting of what climate change may mean in practice to real people in real lives, I think that's starting to change. And I think we're seeing it at a group level as opposed to at an individual level in some categories of people who are the most vulnerable.
Helen, you're based in Australia, and your official title there at the University of Sydney is Professor of Climate Change and Mental Health. I have to wonder if you're not like the very first person in the world to have such a position.
I am, and as far as I know, I'm still the only one. But Australia is in the unusual situation of being very vulnerable to climate change and also being a wealthy country that has some capacity to invest in research. So we've kind of taken that job on, if you like.
Helen, how does understanding the dynamics between mental health and climate change actually help people cope?
So what we need to have is the best mental health possible to help us adapt, because one of the things that mental health problems does is reduce people's capacity to cope and adapt. So we don't want that right at the moment where we've got a massive crisis on our hands. So we need to keep people as healthy as possible in every way, especially mentally. And we need people to have tools and ways to adapt.
Helen Berry is a professor of climate change and mental health at the University of Sydney. Thank you very much for speaking with us.
You're welcome. Thank you.